That's not fair, Hare. One day, Mugs the Turtle plodded down to the farmer's cabbage field, as per usual, for her lunch. When she got there, she found a greedy young hare wolfing down all the cabbages. "Slow down," cried Mugs. "If you eat that quickly, there won't be any left for me."
"Too bad," said Hare. "I was here first."
"That's not very nice," said Mugs. "There are enough cabbages for both of us if we share." But Hare was very greedy, and he didn't want to share.
"I've got a much better idea," he said craftily.
"Let's have a race," said Hare. "Meet me tomorrow morning at my home under the oak tree. The first one to reach the farmer's field is the winner and gets to eat all the cabbages."
"It would be nicer to share," answered Mugs. "Besides, your legs are longer than mine, so you can run much faster."
But Hare wouldn't change his mind. "If you don't race, then I'll get all the cabbages," he said. So Mugs agreed to the race.
By the next morning, everyone had heard about the race, and several animals were gathered around under the oak tree to cheer Mugs on. Slowly, Mugs made her way to the start line. Hare was waiting there, chewing on a bland piece of grass.
"Hurry, Speedy, or we'll be racing by moonlight," he taunted.
Rabbit started them off.
"Ready, set, go," she cried.
At once, Hare zoomed off, shouting rudely, "See you tomorrow."
"Or will it be next week?"
Ha ha. Mugs started to crawl after him, but Rabbit stopped her. "You'll never get anywhere if you go that slowly," she said. "To go quickly, you must hop like this." Rabbit began to hop along the path, calling words of encouragement to Mugs.
"Back legs higher," she shouted.
"Hop, hop, hop." Rabbit was so busy watching Mugs, she wasn't looking where she was going. Crash! She hopped right off the path and tumbled into a ditch.
"Help!" she cried. "I'm stuck!"
Mugs sighed. She didn't really have time to stop, but Rabbit was only trying to help Mugs and couldn't leave her in the ditch. Carefully, she plodded over to the edge and reached for Rabbit's paw. Mugs pulled and tugged and tugged and pulled, and at least Rabbit was able to climb safely back onto the path. Squirrel was waiting for them. "You'll never win this race if you keep stopping," he chattered.
"Running is easy. Follow me and I'll show you what to do."
Squirrel scampered along, calling behind him, "Skip, skip, skip." But he wasn't watching where he was going. Bang! He tripped over a tree root and landed in a thorn bush.
"Ouch!" he cried. "Help! I'm stuck!"
"Bother," said Mugs. "The thorns don't worry her. Not with her hard shell." But helping Squirrel was going to hold her up even more. "I'm never going to win this race now," she thought. But still Mugs crawled into the bush and held back the branches so that Squirrel could scramble out. Slowly, Mugs plodded along back to the path.
"Hop," called Rabbit encouragedly.
"Hop, hop, hop."
"No, skip," shouted Squirrel. "Skip, skip, skip."
Mugs didn't think she would win the race, but she wasn't going to give up yet. While Rabbit and Squirrel argue, and she trudged through the woods as fast as her legs could carry her. Once she reached the edge of the trees, Mugs could hardly believe her eyes. There she saw Hare asleep by the stream. Rabbit and Squirrel stopped arguing.
"Hooray!" they cheered. "You can do it! You still can win the race!"
Mugs walked steadily on. She crept past sleeping Hare and over the bridge. It was only a little bit further to the farmer's cabbage field. Mugs could smell those cabbages. She was almost there when
Rabbit and Squirrel cheered so loudly they woke Hare up.
Quickly, he scrambled to his paws and overtook Mugs just before she reached the cabbage field.
"I won," said Hare smugly. "The cabbages are all mine."
"But that's not fair," Rabbit said after she was angry.
"You only
everyone because we woke you up.
True, said Hare, but I'm still the winner.
Suddenly, Muggs had a clever idea.
Let's race again, she suggested.
Only this time, the winner gets cabbages and that field of carrots next door.
Greedily, Hare licked his lips. All right, I'm bound to win. So where shall we race this time?
Home, said Muggs. Those cabbages and carrots are already mine, said Hare.
We'll see, Muggs replied.
Ready, set,
go!
I won, said Muggs, pulling her legs into her shell, and she had because she was already home. She was hidden under her shell.